Bob Atchley, who then sent us a copy of the letter. And he told us that this was all grandfathered in. It was all signed off on. We did not have to do any additional special use permit applications. These were all questions that were asked of him, and we were told no. That we could purchase the property and move forward.
Particular subdivision that went through. I wasn't here then. I've been fired.
Okay. Thank you.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Robert Joel. Does anybody else want to speak? That's right. You come on up, sir. I don't know who Robert Joel is. Is that you? That's not you.
That's not me. I'm Gary Billingsley. And unlike some of the others, I have a whole lot of emotion in this. My wife and I came to Branson Creek because our daughter worked there. Our daughter-in-law worked there. And she sold us our house up on Stony Creek, Stony Point. And we never even thought about doing a nightly rental. But when we were being taken around by the person that she worked for, he said, "Oh, you know, you can also, when you're not here visiting the grandkids and your son and your daughter-in-law," said, "you can rent your house out and get some of your payments." We thought, hey, that's a pretty good idea. Never thought about that. I'm not an investor. Just a guy that wants to see his grandkids. And so in 2008, we started renting our house out. And guess who our first property manager was? Branson Creek. They not only sold the house, they rented the house, they got paid for the rentals. It was a sweet deal for them. I thought it was a pretty sweet deal for me. I didn't have to go out and check out anybody, anything. My daughter-in-law worked there. That's pretty good recommendation to me. I thought it was a pretty good deal. And we went along really well from 2008 until August of this past year. And Karen Murphy and Susan Smith decided that there shouldn't be nightly rentals in Branson Creek. And so they started on a quest to make sure there's no nightly rentals in Branson Creek. And they go first to Scott Bailey there at Branson Creek and started talking to him about all the things that the villains that come in here and do nightly rentals that don't live here are doing to their subdivision. And they didn't get much out of him, so they went to the fire chief. And he sent me a letter. He said that if I didn't cease and desist, he's going to shut me down. And then he went to the PNC board and said, and they sent me a letter. I guess that's you guys. And said, if you don't quit doing what you're doing, we're going to throw you in prison or fine you $1,000. Well, I kind of take that personally. It kind of hurts my feelings. And when you say one thing one time and another thing another time, I don't know what to believe. How am I supposed to believe you? Bob actually says, you're good to go. No problem. And then you say, oh no, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Oh, well, if Bob actually doesn't know what he's talking about, then do any of the administrators?
Nobody said that Bob did not know what he was talking about. So if you're going to continue to talk...
I'm sorry then. I apologize
for
that.
Don't be accusing anybody on this board of anything.
All I'm saying is, I've been told, I've heard, that letter was not in compliance. I believe Mr. Kitchen, at the last January 9th meeting, when that letter was held up, He said, didn't we strike down that letter? Or something like that. Okay? And so that's all I'm saying. So, you know, the whole thing here is not being in compliance. It's about shutting down nightly rentals in Branson Creek. I'd love to just not even be here tonight, frankly. I'd love to just sell my property immediately, get my money, and go. I don't need this aggravation. You know, I resent the fact that two people have pitted people like me and my neighbor here against each other. He doesn't want nightly rentals. But I thought we had a pretty good relationship. When my wife fell and broke her wrist, he came down there with his four-wheeler and got her up. His wouldn't work because she is in too much pain, so he got somebody else that had a four-wheeler, came up and got my wife. So my emotions are in this. I hate it when I feel like that I'm being pressed against the wall and the only thing that I have left is litigation. But I'm not afraid of it. And I think that I would win if I decided to do so. I wrote out 3 pages and decided to throw it all out the window and just speak from the hip. But I appreciate what you guys try to do for the county. But right now, if I sold with knowing that it would not be a nightly rental, I bought at a nightly rental price, and now if I sell at a non-nightly rental price, I'm going to suck wind. And that's not right. You changed the rules on me. The mark moved away, and I don't know what to believe or what to think anymore. And right now, there are 3 proposals for a Division III permit that were mentioned last January, and I don't know if anything has ever been done about them, but which ones are we really applying for? Are we applying for one of those 3, or the one that is on the books now, or one that's going to be on the books someday? And if we're doing, since I was under one already, does that mean that I'm going to have to comply with another one? And I have responded to the letter that was sent to me. And I sent it registered mail, and it was within the 30 days. But I haven't received a response yet. So I don't know what is going to happen, but I really want you to just go back to the way things were before August.
Okay.
Two ladies.
Hang on a minute. Scott, have we got anything that we on A, B, or C that on them?
Well, the only decision that you guys made was to send the new drafts to the county commission and not make any decision on A, B, or C and leave it as it is at this time.
You were here at that meeting when we decided that.
Okay.
Do you not remember?
I don't remember that you decided not to. I thought it was all postponed to a later date.
What is, and they were just going to leave it as is until a future date. And I haven't heard any more. I haven't heard any.
Okay. All right. Well, if it's left as is, then I don't need to apply for a Division III permit because I am under a Division III permit. Is that true? I bought my place in 08.
John? This is Division II, right?
Oh, this is the Division III special use.
Okay. What I understand. understand this, in '08 you were operating under Division II, then you got a letter stating since you are a nightly rental that you needed to do a Division III?
I have never received anything from the county of Taney before I got the cease and desist letter of December 16th, sir.
A division.
You didn't have any permit at all. You were just going under.
I was going under the auspices that everything was being taken care of by Branson Creek. We can do this. It's all been approved. Everything is good. Don't worry about it. And I didn't.
Well, it sounds like to me that they also told other people, residents out there, that this is a single family subdivision. So, you know, I think that's where the conflict is, that it's kind of a misrepresentation by Branson Creek, and that group is long gone, the way I understand it.
Not necessarily, no. Scott's been there for quite some time. And if they were not aware of it, I don't know. They had a division for it. They had a person in charge of it. You could see people coming and going. I know that Ken here saw people coming and going from my place almost instantly after I bought it. We visit our kids 4 or 5 times a year. Stay for about a week. And that's a neat deal.
How long ago was it Branson Creek rented it the last time for you?
I don't really know the answer to that. Probably, you're going to get me lying if I give you a date. But they didn't do it for a long time, maybe a year, year and a half.
You've been doing it on your own since then?
No, I have a manager.
Okay.
It's not something that I'm looking to make a lot of money on. If I can just cover costs, that's what I do. And I don't need the headache. I just want to use it some and cover some of my costs. But if I am allowed to stay under the Branson Creek umbrella, then I think everybody else ought to, too, because what has changed?
Well, what has changed is when it was all brought to the attention of the commission based on my conversation with Bob Atchley is that they went back to the special all permits that were approved, and it was determined that there was not anything specific in writing that addressed nightly rental in the Fieldstone or Fieldstone Bluffs, even though the original presentation of the developer, they talked about nightly rental. Bob went to the county attorney twice, and there was a recommendation that any and all individuals that do not have a special Division III permit need to apply, which is why the realtors have brought there, which I have to commend them for doing the right thing by following the steps that were requested of them from the county attorney and Bob Atchley.
When did they go to the county attorney?
That was a few months ago, is when Bob told me about it.
Right. And so the precedent and the whole nightly rental at Branson Creek had been going on for how long?
I don't know the answer to that. What I'm speaking to is what's recorded at the courthouse did not back up the nightly rental. There's nothing recorded in the documents or the Branson Creek developer that is recorded that allows for nightly rental.
But there was precedent.
Definitely. I mean, I'm your neighbor, too. I've seen them come and go for years that I've lived out there. I've never met you before.
No, I haven't met you either. We see the grandkids.
Thank you.